I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Israel remains on high alert following Iranian threats of retaliation. Transform Iran's Lana Silk says Iran blames Israel for assassinating a Hamas political leader in Tehran last week and promises revenge. Iranian-backed militia in nearby countries such as Hezbollah in Lebanon are attacking Israel with increased frequency. However, U.S. state officials say the exact timing and details of Iran's big attack remain unclear.
Iran is a legitimate threat, but Iran doesn't want war on their turf. Iran doesn't have the capacity for that kind of war. They've been very happy to run this war by proxy.
Transform Iran offers peace amid the turmoil. Find ways to help at missionnews.org.
Our hope is Jesus, and he is the person that we endeavor to constantly introduce Iranians to in every way that we can.
And a 16-year-old Brazilian skateboarder gets creative in sharing scripture on the global stage. Competing in the women's final at the Paris Olympics last week, Raíssa Leal looked into the camera and signed John 14:6. Speaking through a female interpreter, Mark Sorensen with Door International explains.
In the Olympics, there was some laws regarding how they could share their religion, but because it wasn't done vocally, she signed it, that was sort of under the radar.
In a similar way, deaf believers sometimes have an advantage in countries that are hostile to Christianity.
I've heard many stories where in sensitive, hostile countries, deaf people can fly under the radar and share the gospel in sign language, and government agencies, they don't recognize it, and the gospel is able to be spread in the deaf community.
Ask the Lord to give these believers boldness and courage. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. Join us here or through our social media networks. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.